Get an agenda. They're just outside the door there now in our bulletin board. I will call our meeting to order. I could have everybody's attention. All members present. Ask Helen Suti if she would open us with prayer. So let's all stand and we'll pray and then have the pledge.
Our dear Heavenly Father, we're so thankful today for your goodness and your mercy and your love to us. We pray right now, Lord, for guidance, direction, wisdom, Lord, and that all things will be done in your will and according to your glory. Lord, we pray for those that are out on the war front that are fighting for our freedom, Lord, and those that are local that have fought before. God, we just praise you for the goodness and the mercy to our country. God, right now I just want to pray that you direct this meeting and that it have your blessings. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Helen. And I'd like to recognize Mr. Art Beck. If y'all haven't heard from him, he's been missing. Good to see you, Art.
Thank you.
All right. Next on our agenda is meeting minutes.
There's a few typos that
yep.
need to be addressed, and I'm going to make a motion to table these minutes till a later date.
Sounds like a good plan.
That's fine.
Second. Discussion. All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries. We'll shoot for maybe next Monday or Wednesday to follow up on those. We do have, ready for accounts payable. I'm trying to get ahead of myself.
Yep.
Have we got a motion on accounts payable?
I've got a reimbursement checks for mileage going to Jeff City and stuff, so I have to abstain. So.
Okay. I've got some questions of you.
Yeah, go ahead with the
Which
oh.
ones do you have?
Yeah. Okay. First one, we've got a payment was on top for Aegis Engineering, which you had asked last week, Jim, to be withheld.
And I told him to probably put it back in the box.
So you had him put it back in the box.
Uh-huh.
It's not on this week's register, check register, but it's on last week's check register. I'm in favor of paying it, but I think that we need to note that clearly in our minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So I've got that one. We've got one from Human Resource Advantage
mm-hmm.
for $420, which was HR assistance, I guess you might say.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe we met on hiring these folks. I don't think the commission met on that. I'm not against the work they've done, but I think the county commission should have met on that and approved the work.
We did. I know which one it is. I have to go back. It was an executive session.
Okay. I'm not against paying it, but I don't think that we met on that as a commission. And the last one I have is for, well, it's your reimbursement, Jim, in 101, goes to the account 10140-001.
Mm-hmm.
If we approve that reimbursement, we've got a $6,000 budget on that line. And if we approve this one today, we're going to be a total of $3,545 on that line. If we continue at that rate, we're going to be able to budget. I don't know if y'all looked at that or thought about that. Again, I'm not against approving the reimbursement, but I think we need to watch our budget on that.
Traditionally, since sessions at the end of May, you only do the mileage basically January through May, and then it pretty much slacks off toward the whole year because session's not end anymore.
Right.
So that's it should be fine, but.
Well, but a couple other commissioners, I don't think, have filed any.
Right.
And if we file for reimbursement, I think we're looking at going over for mm-hmm. sure. So that's my concerns. You got others?
Oh, no.
There's another one. Go ahead. Rick had put a note on a salary thing. Oops, there you are. From the county clerk's office. And I visited with him a few minutes, and he's got some concerns. You want to voice those, Rick, or should we table it and talk about it in a work session? Or
Donna came in just a little bit after you did, and I think we've got that lined out, don't we, Donna? I don't think there's any problem with it. She agrees that we probably shouldn't be running timesheet through accounts payable, so I think we've got that all taken care of.
So do we need to go ahead and approve it as it is? Is that your recommendation, or what do you recommend?
I would approve that one as it is and not do any more that way, because that's the way it's written. Yes, that's what I do.
Okay. I guess I have a question from what you said, Rick, and that is not necessarily for you, but if that's not the best way to do it, do we really want to go through doing this one that way?
The employee in question was on vacation, so we couldn't get her signature to correct it. We've done all of the correcting now and have it all in writing, and Rick says he just needs to note it so that there's no questions by our auditor. She worked those hours. It's just we're getting reimbursed by a portion of that from the state, and she didn't write it up properly. So she's been instructed on how to write it up in the future.
Okay.
But we weren't able to get a hold of her because she was on vacation, and I'm not allowed to change her paperwork. So.
Okay. Is this a timing issue?
Timesheet.
I know, issues. But I'm talking about a timing issue that you said that we were the reimbursement from the state.
Well, actually, I pay her out of my 400 account. And then when the money comes back in reimbursement, I reimburse the 400 account.
Okay.
So that she goes ahead and gets paid for the time that she's working.
Here's my question. If we can, and the reason I ask about the timing, is if we're not going to do this way anymore, I would rather wait till next week and have a system in place that we're going to do all of them by, so that when we go back in the past records that we don't show inconsistency. And
if you want a different document, I can, Danny, but this is coming out of my 400 account, and I can order that money released.
Well, I just think it would look a little bit out of place if we had one that we had paid that wasn't consistent with what we had done throughout the rest of them. Is there a definite need for a week, this week, for the money to be appropriated, which you can, like you said, you can take it out of your account.
Yeah.
But I want to make sure.
If you want me to pull that document, I can pull the document, but the check that's written is appropriate, and it's coming out of my 400 account, which I don't even have to have a vote of the commission on. Yeah, this is to pay this person who's been working and able to get the money back from the state. The process is we have to pay them before we can get it back. This would hurt this individual if we didn't pay them.
Okay.
And Rick put a note on our bill is why this is on the table. I mean, I didn't notice.
Certainly.
I wouldn't have noticed.
And I went to Rick first thing this morning to discuss it with him when we had it all worked out.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, so how are we going to go about it?
I
leave it in there?
Leave it in there.
Okay.
If she's going to take it out of her account, that's...
All right. You got questions?
No, that's fine.
I'll make a motion to approve accounts payable then and one journal entry. That was from 911 on signs. Okay?
Mm-hmm. We'll get a second. He gets a motion.
I can't vote. Oh,
you got... I'll second the motion then.
All right.
Because you got...
Okay. Questions or comments? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? And Jim's abstaining. Motion carries. All right. Next, we're ready for public comment. Briefly, before we get started, if you have comment, please give us your name and address when you come to the podium. And reminder to folks that please don't speak from the audience. we have people listening on the internet, and if you're out there speaking, they can't hear you, so please be sure and come to the mic. Who do we have first?
Sean McKinley.
Sean McKinley? I don't see Sean. Okay. Who's next?
Josh Smith.
Josh? Welcome, Josh.
Josh Smith. I'd just like to state that I support Helen. In the past weeks, it's been a circus around here, and I believe that things need to come back in order, and I know that there's a issue on the agenda today for the state audit. I suggest that you three gentlemen take into strong consideration to approve that, get that started. I dealt with it with the Ambulance District, and I told them the same thing over there. It'll be better looking on you guys to call for one than me and some citizens to get one together. We can do it. They didn't think we could, but we did, and we'll do it at the county level if we have to, but I think it would look good on you three gentlemen, as much of a mess as it's been around here the last month, with a check floating around and arguments flying and mudslinging, to call for a state audit and let the state come down here and go through the books and see what we need to fix, and maybe we can get things lined out. So that's all I have to say. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you. All right. Who's next?
James Durian.
James? Morning, sir.
Good morning. I'm here under a couple of official capacities of reporting not a real inspirational figure, I suppose. New construction numbers in Taney County, we've got these things running, now we're running totals. New construction in Taney County was up 2%, not up per se as it was at a 2% level of our total evaluation. Personal property at this point is going to be down 5 to 6%. To the entities, this is very important, of course, setting levies to the taxpayers, and it has all the appearances that that the levies might have to go up to make up for the differences. So I wanted to report that this morning. We're in the process of finalizing the books of new construction and assessed valuation as personal and real. We've got some different things occurring in real that I'm not sure it's going to hold level with values last year. There's certain items that can be depreciated or took off the books, of such as storms and fires and different things, that is not going to allow us to maintain the same real estate values as the entities are expecting to close on. I'm hoping that the new construction 2% will absorb that, and at least we'll be at even level on that, but it's for definite sure. We're in pretty good shape according to other counties. I went to a Southwest regional meeting Friday, and it appeared we're seeing 10%, 12% decreases in personal property in all other counties around. And it so basically will require the school boards and entities to raise levies if they have the money to raise the levies, voted in by the people. The only other thing I have is going to get fairly complicated. I think they're going to discuss it Wednesday, but I want to, first thing on Wednesday when we talk about planning and zoning being adopted for this county, I would like for our attorney or planning and zoning to come up with a definition and describe planning and zoning put down upon this county as it's going to be, the difference between socialism and democracy on it. And I kind of define socialism as shoving something down somebody's throat and categorizing people. So this new planning and zoning regulation, we have planning and zoning. Let's leave good enough alone. But that's the direction I'm going to be taking this. And if someone from planning and zoning or like I say, we've got two or three attorneys been working on this, could come up with those definitions and assure me that we'll still have a democracy in Taney County after this has been adopted, I'll be happy with it, and you won't hear no more words out of me. But until it's adopted, until it's explained to me, I'm that blue jay in the tree. I'm going to be screaming like a citizen that needs attention. Thank you.
Okay. Questions for Jay?
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to address the tax part of that. I've seen Webster County after the flood, and they had the presiding commissioner on there talking about their sales tax revenue, which is different from what he talked about. We're talking about taxes. And their sales tax revenue was going to be is down 20%, he said on the news there the other day. So there's lots of issues for us to be concerned with. There's lots of things in the budget that are going to be of great concern. The issue of P&Z codes and things like that, my personal opinion is that they need to be put on the back burner, and the concentration of our total focus on how we're going to operate this county if we have a downturn as they've had within the last 3 or 4 months. That's all.
Mr. Chairman, I'd just like to make a comment. Just for those listening, we had our first plan zoning meeting last week where we just started from the ground up, taking steps at a time, small steps at a time, to try to get our hands around a restructuring of our plan and zoning. Since, if you all remember, we had the same zoning districts as Stone County had. Obviously, we know that was challenged in court. So we spent our first 2 hours last week trying to just define agricultural, residential, just the districts, not talking about parcels, but mostly in philosophical and just defining what agricultural is. And so, you know, that's what I think James is referring to, is the all of a sudden the new discussion on planning and zoning, is because we're starting to have a series of meetings to start defining what is agriculture, what is residential, what is commercial, industrial, things like that. So, all those meetings are always public. You can join us either online or in person. I think our next one is scheduled Wednesday. So, I mean, that's what we spent the time on, was actually talking about agricultural districts and what is agricultural.
And that was just the top of the list, and that's where we started. And we've got residential, we've got commercial, industrial.
Yeah,
we got a ton of work ahead of us. Right. And you're right, Wednesday at 8 o'clock, if anyone, and James, of course, you're welcome. And Jim, I think you've helped me, because I questioned what you meant by definition. So that's what you were speaking to, James, was definitions of the zoning districts. Is that what you're looking for?
Yeah, how close they reference socialism versus democracy.
Socialism, okay. Watch it. All right.
All right.
Again, everybody's welcome. Wednesday, 8 o'clock, we're going to be hammering out planning and zoning right here in this room. Yep. Okay, next.
Mark Blackwell.
Mark? Are you on the list, Mark Blackwell? Pass?
I just signed in.
Okay.
I just signed in.
All right.
Jamie Reynolds.
Jamie Reynolds?
I do not voice comment.
All right.
Thank you,
Jamie. That's it. All right. Before we move into new and old business, it was requested before the meeting that we move the senior tax up on the list. Would you guys be all right with moving
that'd
it to
fine.
The top?
Yep, that'd be fine.
All right. Make a motion?
Yes. I had a comment to make on one of the other people.
Oh, another comment?
That,
okay.
Mr. Smith made a statement about a state audit, and I think it's very much deserved by the citizens of the county. I think and have supported totally a grand jury investigation other than a state audit. A state audit is a recommended procedure act that things might have been done in the past that were wrong, and you are to make a correction. There's no penalty by law on the state audit. Even if there's something found wrong, we've seen it through the city of Branson when I think Claire McCaskill was the auditor and come down and did the city of Branson. A grand jury in the county sets at ease the minds of every citizen about issues that are brought forward. And I'm in more in support of a grand jury than I am an audit, a state audit.
Okay. We do have the state audit on our new and old business here in a few minutes. I'll make a motion to move senior tax to the top of new and old business.
Second.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries. So that's what we're ready for. Bob, are you going to assist us on this, I hope? Language?
I haven't seen the language. I haven't seen anything, so.
You haven't seen anything?
Nobody's shown me anything, so.
We didn't ask you to help us with
language? Didn't ask me to do anything, so.
Really?
But that's fine. I'll look at it if you want me to.
Pat Dooley dropped that off.
Okay. Pat Dooley, who's been behind the initiative or to get this on the ballot in August, brought in, looks like 1,114 signatures. And Donna in the clerk's office has accepted 1,016 of them. Bob, we don't have language. Can you direct us on
it? I just found this. It's just highlighted. I mean, it's pretty simple. It came from the statute.
I'm sure it probably did, but I'd want to look at the statute and the language. But.
Sure.
It would say, shall Taney County levy a tax of whatever we've been asked to? What number is that? Does anybody know? Mm-hmm. Pat, do you have the number?
0.5%.
For each $100 assessed valuation for the purpose of providing services to persons 60 years of age or older. We've had some discussions on this. Commission, want to talk about it first? Want to open it to the public?
I have a few questions. A couple comments. I mean, once again, I had made a commitment that I'd vote for, put it on the ballot. If we got 750 signatures, obviously we did. So I'm going to uphold what I committed to do. I'd like, when it's time, if Pat would come up, whenever you're called up, just to say which ballot, which election. We have August and we have November. And just like your feedback on which one you would like. I don't think specifically we said in our last discussion which one, but once again, looks like everything's in order. I think that the ballot language is pretty simple. We may just have to table the official vote to put it on, but until you look at the language, but it looks like it's pretty self.
What's the statute number?
It doesn't even have. See, it's the statute number is at the top, but it doesn't have it listed on the official
something.
Language, official ballot. So there's some things to be for you to look at and possibly change on there, Bob.
Okay.
But Mr. Chairman, that's all the question I had for Pat was just when she would like it on the ballot. So.
Okay.
And then Donna.
All right.
You see what I'm saying? I mean, you just got this, but just
67,990, Bob, to answer your question.
Right.
67,990.
Correct.
Mr. Donna. Commissioner, if I may.
Please.
If you have it on in the August, then they'll be able to get the taxes started sooner. However, the turnout for an August election is much less than a turnout for a November election. You would have more of the county participating in a November election and perhaps getting more of the will of the people. Just a suggestion, it can certainly go either way, but
okay. It's
something this big that's going to be a levy. I, as a citizen, would like to have it on the November so that more citizens will turn out and vote on it.
Okay. Pat, come on up.
Pat Dooley, our petition that read at the top said it was for the August, and Donna Neely's the one that typed it up for us. So I request it to be in August.
I was thinking that's what you'd ask when you came to us originally. Okay, Mr. Shantz.
Good morning, Bob Shantz. As you know, I've been against this tax for a long time, and I'm wondering if, being as it's going to be on the ballot, can it be added on there? Even if you are 60 years of age and you vote for this tax, you may not necessarily get any benefits from it. I mean, it's like I told a story about my mom. For 3 years, we didn't get anything because I live down T Highway. I'm too far. And a lot of it is volunteer workers who I understand won't go that distance. So if it can be added, that would make it a little bit better. If somebody reads it, you know, your vote does not necessarily mean you'll gain any benefits. And that's my big thing. If you can help everybody from corner to corner, fine. Because I'm needing some help. I'm going to hospital next Monday. And I've got several things coming up. I may need the help, but I can't get it. Why should I pay for the tax? Why should anybody else pay for the tax? So can that be added on there, Counselor?
Again, I haven't looked at the statutes. I haven't been asked to look at the statutes. I will do that.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Pat, again.
Again, it's Pat Dooley. I have spoke to Mr. Chance about this before. It was a problem a few years ago. Meals on Wheels are not delivered to a lot of the area of Taney County, Pro Tem, Bradleyville, not only Highway T. I suggested Mr. Chance a few weeks ago, maybe he'd want to volunteer to do this because we still don't have anybody. With this funds, we will be able to cover the whole county. Right now, we do have a few in Bradleyville and Pro Tem. They get frozen meals once a week. That's not the way Meals on Wheels was set up. Meals on Wheels was set up that everybody would get a fresh meal each day, plus they're checked up on. Hopefully, when this is passed, this will be done. I also told Mr. Chance at our last meeting, the Forsyth Senior Friendship Site has a transportation fund. We have volunteers that will drive people up to Springfield or wherever you have to go for medical care. We can pay you for your gas, not for your time, but we can give you money for gas. He has not availed himself of this, and we are there to help. I drive two different people up to Springfield at different times. At the present time, I'm able to afford my gas because I usually do some shopping while I'm up there. So I refuse the money. But when the time comes that I need these funds for gas to continue doing this, then I won't hesitate to take the money. But we cannot help people if they won't come forward and ask for the help. And that's what this money is going to do. We'll be able to have respite care in the people's home when they need it to keep them out of a nursing home. Do you realize what happens to somebody when they come out of the hospital and they need care for 2 to 4 weeks and they can't get it? They're put in a nursing home. After 4 weeks, they might not have a home to come back to. Let's keep our people in our home. But again, you have to ask for the help. We're not mind readers.
Okay. Other comments?
If we don't have any other public comment, I'm going to ask that we table this until Bob gets the statute that before we take a vote on it, that he gets everything in proper order to make a vote on this issue. I'm not trying to put it off for other reasons. I think I was misquoted in the paper as for or against, neither for or against. That statement was made as to the people's choice. That's what I meant by the comment that I made, that everybody has the right to be represented and has the right to voice their opinion. I think the statement was made neither for nor against, and that was the end of the statement. So I just wanted to correct that. Do you guys see any problem with tabling this?
Wait on this?
Well, the vote, requires us to have the ballot language part of the vote. So, I know where I'm going to vote. I'm going to vote to put it on there because I said I would. And I know we have a few more days before we run out of time, but my vote's got to make sure that I know what the language says. So I'd like to wait until we get an official language.
I've seen the language. I just looked up the statute just now, and I've seen the language, and it is pretty simple. I haven't seen the language in that yet. It's probably follows this.
Right.
Does it say 0.5 cents, too?
No, it doesn't have anything in there.
It has blanks.
Has blanks in those spaces.
What was in the form that they sent out to the people? So a half a cent on every $100 of assessed valuation, which basically comes down to $190 per $100,000 house.
I think that sounds...
19% for...
Donna could...
Well, because of that question, I would like just to go ahead and get the language and actually have it so we can...
Yeah, I was going to ask you.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead. So you want to wait?
I would just like to wait. Unless you think Bob can have it done today, I don't know if we can table it for later on today, but it's fine. But we have a full schedule, but
yeah,
either way.
If there's no time element, next Monday, later in the week, any time is fine with me, but I do want to be able to look at the... Because how many times have you as citizens went in to a ballot box and looked at an issue on there, and you didn't understand it when you knew how you wanted to vote for it? So I would like to have it to where we all felt comfortable with the language that is wrote up, and that's my question, too.
I was going to ask Donna if she could confirm what the amount is. Is it a half a cent?
I'm sorry. I know there's a maximum that they can go to. I'd have to go pull the petition and look at it.
The statute does say I believe it says 5 cents on $100 of valuation.
Right.
Unless you're a county of the first classification with more than 80-something thousand people, and then you can go to 10 cents.
Yep. And just for clarification, Mr. Presiding Commissioner, whichever election you guys decide to put it on, it's appropriate. I just want you to know the facts that if it gets on in this August election, there will be time to set the levy to hit this year's taxes. So that you should take into consideration. And the other thing is the August election does have a lower turnout. And, of course, it is the citizens. They have the right to come out and vote. If they choose not to come out into an August election, then they have to live with whatever happens. But you will cover more of the county in a November. And as a taxpayer, I would prefer any political subdivision to put on a levy. I don't care what political subdivision you are, to put on a levy when the majority of the citizens are going to turn out. So it's a representation of all of the citizens of Cheney County. And the November election is going to be our biggest turnout. So that's all information for you to help make your decision.
Okay.
Yes, Pat? Mr. Strahan, did you have a question?
I do would like to say something about history in Taney County on elections, and we had a water district, and not that I'm again what happened, but we had a water district that voted 99 people a $20 million water district issue. So it's very important that you place these where you get the most representation from the citizenry. So when 99 people decide on a $20 million water project, there's something that doesn't kind of twist my gut, if you want to use the some unusual language, that 99 people decided that we would establish a $20 million water district.
The other thing on that was that I believe, if I remember right, and I'm certainly not going to swear to it, I haven't listened to the recording, but I thought it was the commission that asked me to help Pat Dooley with the language and for the petition, and I did help her, and it was my understanding at that time that it was to be in August. That's why I put the August on there. That was my understanding that I was being asked to do. I'm not for or against it going on August, November. I'm just trying to give you all of the information of the impact to the citizens.
Okay. Pat, you got another comment?
I I would just like to remind the commissioners that the people that signed this petition had on the top August ballot.
Okay. Just sitting here looking at the statute. Are you still there, Bob?
I'm still there looking at the statute.
It says up towards the top, collect a tax not to exceed 5 cents per $100 of assessed valuation.
That's what I said a minute ago.
Yeah. Yep. And then the next section, it says the question of whether the tax authorized by this section shall be imposed shall be submitted in substantially the following form.
Mm-hmm.
And it reads what I read earlier.
Right.
It gives you the blank for the county's name, and then it gives you a blank for how many cents, and then that's pretty much it. Is that the way you see it?
Well, it says substantially the following form, and can you add something to that? Yes, but what can you add without being substantially in that form? I mean, Mr. Shantz asked a question, and
right.
I don't know that would be substantially in that form, and I could look at that issue. But, I mean, if you just wanted to put the language as it is on there, I mean, obviously that would be substantially in the form and would be correct language that you could put in there. And you'd want to put in the correct amount of cents that was requested. You can only request 5 cents per 100, so that would say 5 cents. But somebody told me a little while ago it said 0.5, and I don't know if that's correct. I haven't seen anything. That would be a half a cent on $100,
right,
which would, I think, amount to $190 per $100,000 house, because you'd reduce it to 19%, which would be $19,000, and you'd multiply that by a half a cent. It might even be less than that. One cent would be $190, would be half of that.
Yeah.
So it'd be like, what, $95 or something? On a $100,000 house?
It seems like five, yeah. Okay. What else?
I'm going to move that we table the state the senior tax levy until 1 o'clock today, after your work session. Just so we can either may have the language done by time and time for that too. So, and if that doesn't happen, then we'll just repost for the next couple of days.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, sir.
Are the citizens fully aware that this is set up by a certain number member board, that the commission doesn't, we initiate this to the ballot, but there's lots of questions out there. I've had people ask me about different things that have to do with the senior tax, and the senior tax is operated through a board, just like our sewer sales tax and other boards are. So there's lots of questions out there. I think it would be of benefit for those who might be for or those who might be against, for the full amount of knowledge on this tax to be presented to the public so they can make a decision. And that's the reason that I feel that not to say that there hasn't been certain individuals that have worked and got this got the number of signatures that we requested, got it to this position to place on the ballot, but the understanding of what people are voting for is a very important issue, and when you have people coming to the presiding commissioners and associate commissioners asking how this senior tax is going to work, this is to be set up by a five-member board, isn't it, Bob?
Yes, there is a board, but it can only be spent by the approval of the board of directors, but only in accordance with the fund budget approved by the county governing body, which would be you, so they couldn't go outside of the budget set by you. And you could do an education. You cannot promote or oppose an issue that's on the ballot. You can't take a side, but you can put out an even-handed educational publication that tells the public what it means, pros, cons, that sort of thing. So you could do that once you place it on the ballot, if that's what you intend to do. I know that all of you said that you wanted to do that if they got the right amount of signatures. So,
Pat, another comment?
Yes. First of all, I dropped off the papers that I had on the Missouri Chapter 62, Section 67990, I believe it was, on Thursday morning to Nikki, so I don't know what the deal is that nobody's had a chance to read it. I took it for granted when I dropped it off that somebody would at least look at it. The second thing is, everybody that signed that petition, it was explained that there is a seven-member board who is appointed by the commissioners to allot this money to senior services. I can't imagine anybody in the county not having known this from all the coverage we've had in both of our weekly newspapers and at least one of the radio stations. But everybody that signed that petition, this was explained to them. And that is what our job is now in the next 2 months, is to educate the rest of the voters and let them decide on what this is. And I, after visiting parts of this county, first of all, I should say, I've only been down here 3 years. I had the privilege of visiting people in this county that I probably would have never met if I hadn't done this. We've got good people in this county. We've got people that care about our senior citizens. And I have no doubt that this will pass, because everybody here, everybody listening on the internet, you have a neighbor who needs help. And are we going to sit by and let our seniors not get the help, just like Mr. Chance needs help? And I know I've had seniors come up to me and say, well, I saved and I did this and I did that. Good for you, and I pray you never need our help. But if you do need it, let's be there. And I can't understand this, but I will ask you not to discuss this afternoon. I am here today because everybody involved in this is up in Springfield right now for a meeting and a luncheon, and I would like to be there. That is why I asked you to do this first. So another day, any other time, would be fine except this afternoon. Thank you.
Pat, let me be sure I hear you clear. You would rather us table it, if we're not going to vote on it now, to another day when you can be here?
Yes, because it is very important to have the wording.
Okay.
But that's the reason I dropped the paperwork off on Thursday, because I thought somebody would look at it and have it for whenever we were going to do this.
You're looking at me, and I was not given whatever you dropped off. So.
Yeah. I just took it for granted. If you knew that we were going to do this, you would have looked into it. That's an assumption on my part.
Okay, let's hold off on that now. All right, thank you, Pat.
We have another gentleman that the crowd wants to speak to.
Okay, come on up, Lindy. Go ahead, Donna, first.
I just wanted to say I appreciate Pat's passion for working on this. And I did want to ask, is this going to operate similar to like a sewer board, where the sewer board would come to the commission, recommend ways in which they want to distribute the money, and then the commission would vote on it? Or do you know if it's going to be the board that has a separate budget that they operate on? Do we know that yet, or is this something we need to learn?
My understanding, the board would be responsible for spending the money, but that's an excellent question that does need to be very presented clearly for everybody to know. Does anybody know for certain on that?
The statute itself says that deposits in the fund shall be expended only upon the approval of the board of directors established in section 67993, and only in accordance with a fund budget approved by the county or city governing body. So the county governing body, which is you gentlemen, the county commission, would set the fund budget, and then they would be responsible for expending the money. They'd be responsible for approving. It couldn't be spent without the approval of the board, but it would be within the budget that you set. And I haven't read 67993 yet, so if there's more, I need to update you after I read it. Again, I was never asked to do this, so...
So does that say that the commission would be responsible for the final amount because of what tax comes in, which can vary up and down, of course? But whoever the county commission is would not have a say in whether it goes here or whether it goes there.
No, I think you probably wouldn't, but I need to look at 993. But my understanding is it's collected like any other tax by the collector. It comes into the treasury. You guys set a budget, And I don't think it says that you can't set a budget less than the amount that came in, but once you set the budget, the board approves expenditures.
Okay.
I just wanted to say one more thing for Bob. Bob is directed by the commission and what things he's assigned to do. He's not directed by other individuals, and I don't want Bob to be picked on because...
Well, thank you.
Okay. So just wanted to let you know.
As Lindy's coming up, we've had a request to move it to a different date. While we're listening to Lindy, could we look and see what a different date might be? The floor is yours, sir.
Yeah, my name's Lindy Northam. Yeah, pertaining to petition, I don't know exactly how it was presented to the public, but I do know that there was some people, I know it was passed around our church, and some people that didn't understand what they were signing. Some of them didn't realize that they were signing a petition that was going to increase their taxes. That's all I have.
Okay. Josh?
Josh Smith. I would ask that you gentlemen, if you can't, if you're all three obviously in a different direction and confused, I would suggest that you move it to a different time this afternoon or whatever you three commissioners decide, but not decide on it today. I think there's way too much confusion. Bob hasn't been informed. He's out of the loop here like crazy. And obviously somebody's dropped the ball. I don't know who, but the information hasn't gotten to everybody. And I would agree there's a lot of confusion in the public about this issue. I've been asked about it. And I've lived here for a long, long time. I've lived, born and raised here. I know there's people born and raised here longer than I have. But for somebody to come in that's only lived here 3 years and try to push a tax on the people that live here and have lived here for all their life, I'm sorry, but we haven't wanted it before now, and I think that it's going to show that we don't want it, and there's been too much confusion. I agree with him. I saw the ballot, the petition going around. It was not worded clearly like the state says it has to be worded on a petition. I've done two or three different petitions, and you have to word them in a specific way, and I don't think that one met the requirements that were required by state statute. Thank you.
Josh, for you, what issue were you talking about? Excuse me, that wasn't worded right?
The petition.
Oh, this petition.
Yeah,
okay.
This petition.
Okay.
Can I address something?
Please.
I want your citizens to understand that Mr. Paulson meets with us, and I'm not defending him in any way because I disagree with him a lot. But let me tell you, there's 3.5 pages of documented issues that he has to deal with on a weekly basis, and he has a top 10 and a 50 or 60 items other than the top 10 that he has to deal with weekly. Because this was handed to, and Pat knows I was there when she handed it to us, doesn't mean that Bob has time to review everything that's brought before the county commission to give us advice on. I'm not holding up for him, like I said, but I do know that there is business to be taken care of, and his job is a very difficult one.
I'd just like to defend some of the staff, too. It was dropped off Thursday late, so basically there was Friday to review it if it was going to be reviewed. So the staff didn't get it until Thursday.
Okay. Anything else there?
I'd like a 2-minute recess, sir, if at all possible.
Okay. If there's nothing else, are we ready to move our table to Wednesday? Would that be all right?
That's fine with me.
Like 3:30 or something?
We've
got Transportation Advisory Board at 2:30.
Or bring it forward next Monday if there's no time limit. I mean, there's going to be more participation as far as public comment and things like that, maybe.
I'm glad you asked that. Is there any question that we've got till next Monday, or is that a question? Does anybody know for sure?
Are you asking on the deadline?
Yeah. When do we have to have this?
It's August the 25th.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
No, the deadline for getting it on the ballot.
Yeah, May 25th. May 25th.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Yeah, it's May 25th.
The election's August 3rd.
So...
We've got Monday or Tuesday of next week. I have a 3:30. That's the problem.
Okay.
On Monday?
No.
So would y'all like to
Wednesday.
Pull your motion and go for Monday?
Yeah. Let's just reschedule.
Repost it Monday.
Repost it Monday at 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what we'll do. We'll have everything ready and we'll
vote on it then.
Vote on it then.
Okay. We got a motion, I think, and a second to table we need to take care of.
Actually,
don't we?
Next Monday is the 24th, correct?
Yes.
Correct.
My motion was never seconded.
Oh, it wasn't seconded? Okay, very good. So the direction of commission is to move it till next Monday.
At 9 o'clock, yep.
All right, everybody good for that? How about a 2-minute recess?
I appreciate it.
All right.
Uh-huh.